Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 19th, 2019. I'm Jean-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes-Auville's here.
Hello.
So we got ourselves a series. Got ourselves a series. It was 2-0, and now it's 2-2, but back home.
Let's see how the Caps fans respond, because they've been pretty quiet, I think pretty comfortable heading into to last night, at least on this show. I would think the phone lines are going to light up this morning.
I saw you guys both were tweeting where you are on the panic meter. I flipped it on Junks Radio, if you follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio, and said, where's your confidence level? My confidence level that the Caps still advance in this series, having lost the last two and scored just one goal in Carolina, is a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which means more likely than not, I believe they win. And that comes down to home ice. And it's not like they got blown away last night. Gave up a late goal in that second period.
I have
Doesn't help that you don't have TJ Oshie.
That hurts big time.
Yeah, that's a huge loss for the Caps.
My panic meter is at a 7.5. That doesn't mean I think they're going to lose. It just means I'm panicked. I have no idea if they're going to win or lose. No idea. The good part is they haven't lost at home yet. They still retain home ice. But I got a healthy scare going. Oh, yeah.
Well, you definitely
it's
have to
on
be nervous.
Now.
Well, I think it's just this is kind of in line with what the NHL playoffs are this year. You don't know what to expect. Just because you were the higher seed doesn't mean that you're an overwhelming favorite to advance. Look at Calgary trailing 3-1. They're the top seed out west against the Avalanche. You've already had two teams get swept out in the Lightning and the Pens. So, look, it's a best out of three at this point. Hopefully the Caps come home tomorrow, win there, and look, it's going 6 or 7 at this point. It's just what it is.
And Carolina, like most teams, feeds off their home ice.
Yep.
They have incredible noise there. I don't know how it compares.
It's typically not that way.
It seems like it is completely raucous throughout the game there.
Well, Tom Wilson talked about it, though, and said it's not really unlike other arenas they've played in. It's, you know, it's loud, but that's not the difference in the game. That
and
is
Rob
having no impact.
The head coach, he's a mean SOB.
We'll
play some of the comments.
He's also a jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, for some of his comments. The fact that he thought that TJ Oshie should have been prepared for the dirty hit from behind, which, by the way, should have been... I'm just parroting Alan May here because he's forgotten more about hockey in 2 minutes than I'll ever know for him saying that it should have been a 5-minute major. Cap should have been on a 5-minute penalty on a 5-minute power play at the end of the game. But the refs decided, first of all, it looked like they weren't going to even call a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But then they saw Oshie writhing in pain beside the boards, crumpled over from a dirty hit. And so then they decided to call the penalty. And I'm not buying Fogle's bit either, that he just tapped him a little bit and didn't realize that, you know, he was going to go flying into the boards from
where
he
was. Well, I don't think they wanted to have a penalty, because that's what you do when you hit a guy there, but that definitely deserved it. I would agree with Alan May. You know, I don't think the guy did it on purpose to hurt him. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if you see in Game 5, we might see a replica of what the Caps did in Game 6 against the Lightning last year, where the hitting was some of the most ferocious, if not the most ferocious I've ever seen from a Caps team, from the opening whistle.
Well,
where they just go out and decide
like
to punish Carolina throughout the game. And to see Tom Wilson unleashed, too, where Reardon might say, you know what? Be the Tom Wilson of old. Play with that edge where you're not so worried about maybe a suspension or a borderline hit. Maybe that's the response to Oshie getting boarded.
It was about a week ago when we had a guest on, and Cakes, I don't know if it was Joe B or who was on the show, but Cakes' go-to is, who am I going to work myself up in a lather for?
I'm not worried about
Brendan
that now.
Moore, right?
Well, there's a host of guys. It's Brind'Amour, Fogle. I could just focus irrational hate towards Teravainen for scoring the goal right at the end of the second period, which was clearly a Caps defensive breakdown, but I could have some angst thrown his way. So trust me, there's no shortage of that at this point.
It's
now there's really bad blood on both sides.
It's just frustrating that, you know, and this is the NHL playoffs, but it's just frustrating that a team that they just so owned in the regular season, it now seems like, at least for a moment, they're equal.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are 2-2, and it's legitimately on a best of three series.
They did own them record wise, but Jason brought up
and over times
that there were a couple of close games.
Sure. Sure.
Now, maybe there was a false sense of confidence after game one. Game two was tighter.
My overall panic meter is at a 3.5 or 4 because I don't want to be the guy that I was last year where I was panicked after two losses to Columbus in the opening round.
I know, but I feel like that's just a facade you're putting on. I think deep down
panicked. I'm not that panicked because I just know the NHL playoffs are wacky. You don't know what to expect no matter what the seeds are. But my panic level specifically for the power play is high because it's looked terrible since early in the series. Even though Ovi scored on a power play last night, it looks disjointed.
They're just not getting a lot of clean looks.
They can't set up the puck like they're used to. They can't work it around. Carolina is seemingly clearing the puck with ease. That's what I'm concerned about. If there's one thing to point to.
Because they didn't get the 5-minute major, they got the 2-minute penalty power play, and that looked as Cakes mentions. And then they pull Holtby with, I don't know, about 2 minutes left, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a flurry of activity, and Kuzi really did have a nice look there at the very, very end.
And Mrazek had at least one nice save toward the end of the game.
But overall, it wasn't like it probably should have been with a man up with 4 of the last 5 minutes.
Right.
It really wasn't. There was a lot of skating back going to retrieve their puck, which is butt annoying. So, I don't know. I'm at a 7.5. Doesn't mean I think that we got a 25% to win. I just think I'm pretty nervous now.
I still think they're more likely to win. But maybe that's blind faith, and I'm always an optimist.
Well,
they
have home ice. They have home ice, so that's good.
They have home ice. It's 2-2.
But, you know, I got hockey people tweeting me that they think the Caps have won 3 of 12 periods so far.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that feel that way.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not trending in the right direction. That's for sure. Drabby?
Well, JP did disrespect the Canes a little bit going into the series. He was like, this won't be a big deal. They beat them 4 times regular season.
Correct.
Easy games.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
You did say that. So
that's why I said it's a little bit frustrating that here we are in a war.
Well, it just shows you that playoff hockey is way different than regular season hockey. Because the Tampa Bay Lightning won 62 games during the regular season. And I'm guessing their confidence was pretty high heading into their series with the Blue Jackets. And they got punked.
The one downside about this is if the Capitals do advance, this is the exact opposite scenario which Cakes wanted to happen. Cakes wanted the Caps to advance easily in 4 or 5 games.
Be rested.
And the Islanders and Penguins to have a war.
Right. Right.
And the Islanders are just chilling.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
Well, maybe
that's
it's
all
better.
Doing.
Maybe it's better to have a war and be out there and be playing.
I mean, look, they had wars every step of the way last year.
I'd rather be a team that gets 4 or 5 games. And it's just hanging out. Not getting beat up by, you know, another team in 6 or 7 games.
Sure, but didn't the Caps advance war after war after war last year?
Yeah, that's what they did. It was a tough, resilient bunch. That's why I'm not pressing the panic button yet.
If you watch any of the post-game interview stuff that they had on NBC Sports Washington, I did, like Tom Wilson was like, they seem, you know, they're fine. This is a lot of hockey left.
Wilson said,
totally
step
fine.
In the right direction, played better.
Well, yeah. Todd Reeder,
losing 2-1 is better than losing 5-0.
The guy who was pissed, obviously, was Todd Reirden with Oshie being lost for, I mean, I would guess the rest of this series. I don't know the extent of
the
injury.
He separated his shoulder.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Or broke his clavicle. We don't know at this
point. So Wilson might come back up to the first line.
I don't know.
Hagelin back up.
I wonder if they call up Smith Pelly.
There was a lot of that on Twitter.
Smith Pelly.
Give DSP a call.
It's his time of the year. This time
hey,
of year.
Maybe that happens. Who knows?
I like that. Shake up the mojo. You know, you need a spark. Maybe he could be the spark for him.
I just think he might have caught lightning in a bottle last year.
Yeah, but he kind of had a track record of that, a postseason success.
He's done it on 2 occasions where he had super hot postseasons.
Yeah.
Phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister Lines. Caps lose 2-1 last night. Not only did they lose TJ Oshie.
By the
Can
way,
we play the Rob Brindamore clip? Because this,
oh, it's so
I heard it this morning, and I was like, what a punk.
I hate his
guts.
He
basically just calls TJ Oshie soft.
I thought he just pushed him, and then and there wasn't a penalty being called. And then, you know, obviously he crashed in the boards hard, and then that's when the arm went up because he stayed down. You don't like to see that, but, you know, I think more than anything, he was just not ready for the hit. And, I mean, you see a lot of hits that are way, way worse than that. And so, I mean, I think he just went in awkward. I don't know the extent of the injury or whatever, but, you know. I barely hit him, I thought, really. I mean, he gave him a little shove, but it wasn't, it certainly wasn't what you've been seeing out here.
Wasn't a vicious hit, but it was in a danger zone.
Well, we got way more injuries than they do, so I don't worry about their team.
It was a cross-check in the numbers, way away from the boards. He knows it was a dirty play. Anybody that's watched hockey for 5 minutes knows it's a dirty play.
It's just butt dangerous.
Barely hit him is what Brindamore said.
I mean, he's still salty about Svechnikov, his prized young Russian, getting punked by Ovi. So that's clearly, you know, where he's coming from.
By the way, how was the watch party last night at Cap 1?
I don't know how heavily attended it was. I don't.
Did they show any shots?
Oh, I saw a couple shots.
Yeah, what it?
The lower bowl in the middle looked semi-full.
Uh-huh. That was about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was early. I thought it was early to go there, but
now it's on.
Before you put your butt in the seat, they're down 1-0.
Yeah, 17 seconds in.
Well, people probably put their butts in the seat early because they want to get those $5 beers.
Well, certainly, of course.
6:30 and 7.
They're showing some images there on NBC Sports. Oh, that's at the game. Is that at the game?
No, that's the watch party.
That's the watch party? Okay,
yeah, well, with the camera right on the section, of course, it's going to look good. But I saw the full coverage.
Yeah.
The camera, look, you can close in on a section and make it look like it's packed.
Well, at least they packed a section.
Yeah. I would guess, my guess would be 2,000 to 3,000.
Huh. That's it? And the 18,000 seat arena?
That would be my guess.
Uh-huh. I didn't see any of the overhead shots. I wasn't paying attention.
But I don't know. But look, now it's on. It's on. Like, Caps fans, this is real. I felt like all along, the reason why there's not this huge buzz is people are just kind of taking it for granted. Maybe I took it for granted based on 4-0 in the regular season. All right, Caps are going to advance, get to the second round, play the Penguins or Islanders. But can't take it for granted when it's 2-2.
Do me a favor. Going forward, never assume anything that's going to hold.
I have no impact.
That's going to hold true to form.
I can assume whatever I want to assume. It has no impact on reality.
You're just going to assume that everything's going to go play out the way it's supposed to in the NHL playoffs?
No, but I assumed in this series, based on what had happened in the regular season, that the Caps would have a pretty easy path. And look, they might end up winning 4-2. They win at home, then they win in Carolina. 4-2.
I'll just tell you this. You shouldn't assume that any team should ever have an easy opening round in the NHL playoffs. It may happen in the NBA. I mean, we're seeing that with the Bucks Pistons. I mean, they're winning every game by like 30 of the first two games. It's never easy in the NHL.
JP's the king of two things: sports assumptions,
yep,
and then calling games when they're not over yet.
No, is that what he likes to do?
Yeah, he loves doing those two things.
What, like, give me an example.
Like let's say the Redskins are up by 10 points with, like, 3 minutes to go.
Hmm.
That's a bad bit. I might have done it before. I've learned my lesson. I'll never call a game. But unless there's all these on the board.
When has it bit me on the ass to call a game before it's over?
I'm sure 100 times.
100 times.
I highly doubt that.
I didn't know you had a tracker.
You're going to make me dig up your tweets now.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I never count the chickens. Never. Ever.
I'm not afraid to count chickens when chickens deserve to be counted.
Okay, you keep counting chickens.
Well, I want to hear from Caps fans that are up. How, you know, JP wants to know your confidence meter. I want to hear your panic meter. They're two different things, I think. But, you know, whatever. You chime in however you want. How confident are you still? How panicked are you still? How critical is the loss of Oshie at this point? What do you think they do to replace him? Because I don't think he's going to play anytime soon. And in fact, that's exactly what Reardon said. Do you have Reardon's quotes where he talks about it? He's not going to be available anytime soon?
Yeah, I can give you a quick recap of what happened there. It was, a defenseless player that was quite a distance from the boards. It's an extremely dangerous play, and he will not be with our team for a while.
By a while.
He won't be playing anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's going to be reviewed by the league. I just know that a defenseless player that's a distance from the boards, that can't protect himself, is in a vulnerable spot. And as a result, we won't be having a player, you know, one of our key players for quite some time.
I mean, it sounds like he's done.
Very matter of fact.
I mean, if he broke his clavicle or separated his shoulder or maybe even broke his wrist, he's done for a long time. Long time.
Unleash Willie in game 5. Free Willie. Let's do this.
Now that's hilarious.
Now we have a series.
If Wilson had delivered that exact same hit,
Cakes would take the Rod Brindamore defense.
He'd say, shouldn't even have gotten a 2-minute penalty.
That's what I do. It's my specialty. I stand up for my team.
We open up the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Lister lines, 800-636-1067. Are you panicking? The Caps up 2-0 in the series, have lost the last two, lose 2-1, also lose TJ Oshie for the series. Are you still confident that this team will advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan.
That goal was super mega, mega tilting with less than 30 seconds left in the second period. Full on, like, deflated me and my entire family.
Did they catch
just
him in a line
it.
Change?
It looked like a line change. It sounded like it was two defensemen that aren't used to playing with each other. I can't remember the pairing, but I mean, Teravine was just streaking wide open down the middle of the ice and buried it. I mean, Holtby had no chance on either of the goals that he gave up last night.
All right, the question we threw out to you is, are you panicking about this Caps team? Are you still confident that the Caps will advance in the series? And we put it on our Junkies Facebook page. You can follow us there, facebook.com/thejunks. And some of the comments are interesting and will probably frustrate you because, like Ross says, same old Caps. Isn't that supposed to be dead? They won the cup last year. How can you go with same old Caps?
You certainly can't. I mean, it's just 2-2. Right. I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's fair
How
at all.
How can you go with same old
despite
Caps?
Despite winning the Stanley Cup, there is a segment of the fan base that still majors in panicking.
Yeah.
They panic at every turn.
800.
Trust me, I was guilty of that for a long time as a Caps fan. But at this point, I'm choosing not to panic. I'm going to trust in the fact that it's a resilient group. They haven't lost home ice. If they lose on home ice, then I start to panic. But if they protect the home ice throughout the series, they will advance.
Yeah, but if they lose game 5, Cakes, it's not start to panic. It's at a 1,000.
Well, yeah, then it's an elimination game.
I mean,
well, the Caps faced elimination games during the cup
doesn't
run.
Doesn't mean they can't win
multiple
them.
Times.
Yeah. But you should be as panicked as you could possibly be.
That's
when you're on the
pitch.
Brink of elimination. Mm. It's like you're facing match point.
Eh.
I mean, you got to be panicked.
I'm just choosing not to panic.
Yeah.
I can see people panicking around me, clearly. I'm choosing not to.
800-636-1067. Tony says, I think people forgot the Caps won the cup last year. So there's some that are confident just based on the recent history. But
or
others
they're
are
just
kind of
comfortable
in the middle.
And full
I think
from
most
last
people,
year.
I think most people should be in the middle. Richie, shaky, no TJ doesn't help.
I think losing TJ is a big blow. It's what's ramping up my panic a bit.
Michael writes, didn't see much fight from the Caps last night. I don't know. It was a close game. I don't feel like they were dominated. They lost 2-1, gave up a late goal in the second period.
Yeah, but if you had to characterize, how would you say, like, period by period, you give the Caps the second period, and that's it? And that was a 1-1 period, wasn't it? Or no, when did Ovi get...
Ovi got his goal in the second period.
Second period.
Yeah, I mean,
so that
they
was
scored
1-1
a power
period.
Play. 5-on-5. I don't know that they're... Look, they haven't played that well, but I kind of look at it as you got crushed in game three of this outlier. This one was kind of a toss-up game. Like, game two was kind of a toss-up game, which you won.
See, I mean, it's certainly a step in the right direction. So maybe you can hang your hat on that. We're heading in the right direction. We're off that blowout stuff, and now we're ready for the real hockey. It's a best-of-three series now.
Somebody else also sent us on the Facebook page, they're dead. I mean, I don't believe they're dead. Like, there's some people that are
they were dead last year when they were staring at 0-2.
Right.
First two losses.
2-2. Home ice.
That was
they
dead,
lost
or appeared to be.
A one-goal squeaker.
You know who's in that camp, I believe? Drab T-shirt. It sounds like he is scurrying for the lifeboats over there.
Right. Where are you at? I'm not scurrying.
That's what it sounded like pre-show. When
where
we
are you on panic meter? I said I'm a 7.5.
No.
I'm pretty anxious.
I was a 2 after the first game.
Yeah.
And I'm probably a 5 now.
A 5?
Where it's an even series, I'm mildly concerned.
Only how mildly? How confident, just to flip the phrasing of it, how confident are you that they'll advance? So get to the second round of the playoffs.
5 is completely neutral.
Okay. You're neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
a 5.1 or a 4.9?
I don't know.
It's probably a 4.9.
History of them winning the cup last year tells me to be confident.
Right.
You can see they're not playing that great now, so that takes it down a little bit.
What's annoying to me
is... We've talked 100 times about how this stuff doesn't translate game to game. They could come out on fire Saturday and change this whole thing around.
That's true. They got smoked in game, 3?
Yeah.
But last night was, a much more competitive game.
I like Cakes' theory. I don't know if... the coach is going to implement it, but he says just get super physical like they did against Tampa last year.
Yep.
And just unleash a Wilson.
Yeah, if I'm Reardon, I'm going to call Wilson in my office. I'm going to say, look, don't get suspended. Don't hit anybody in the head, but you're going to hit everything that moves. I don't care about you scoring. All I care about is you getting into the brains of every Carolina Hurricanes player that you come near on the ice.
How about getting 1 point? Just 1 point. From the third or fourth line.
That would be nice, too. But now some of those guys are going to be elevated up to the higher lines with Oshie being out. So who knows what the rejiggered lines are going to look like going into game 5 tomorrow night.
All right. I don't know. Caps fans must not be panicked because I only see one call so far. They've been very quiet this whole series, right? We haven't gotten a rise out of the Caps fans yet, and we've been poking you. We've been trying. Maybe they're just quietly confident. I don't know what it is. Let's go to Mary Ellen in Ashburn. Mary Ellen, what's up? Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Doing great. Let's go to Mary Ellen in Ashburn. Mary Ellen, what's up? Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing Hello. Great. Are you panicked? Are you confident? Where are you?
I am definitely panicked, and I was definitely panicked last year.
Right.
And so I'm trying to remember back how that felt. And last year, I was like you guys, playing the Titanic and all that stuff. I mean, we were panicked like a big dog last year. And so, it's the same this year. But the thing about it is that I think we need to do what Cakes was saying and go full bore like Animal House and just go after them and just go crazy and just hit everything that moves or doesn't move and just
I like
full
it.
On attack them. Because it scares me now with losing Oshie that we can play our normal game of hockey.
You like the idea of calling up Smith Pelly to replace Oshie?
Yeah, anything to wake us up now because we're kind of sleepwalking in a little bit here.
Right. I like it too. I like a little spark maybe from the guy who's known to save his best play for the playoffs.
I think the energy on Saturday night in the arena is going to be off the charts.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah.
It should be. That's the one thing that they had going for them, heading back home, is they were playing with a desperation in game 3 that they hadn't played with all series. So now we need to kind of summon some of that. We're not quite as desperate yet, but...
And the game's weird when the other team scores in 17 seconds.
Yeah, it's just... Just start off on the wrong
unbelievable.
Foot.
Unbelievable. I heard a scream. I wasn't
think about both of their goals.
I even sat down because... I was thinking, okay, I was doing something in the kitchen, and my daughter just screams from the other room, and not a good scream.
Right.
And I was like, well, that can only mean one thing. I mean, Carolina is now on the board.
Didn't Carolina score quickly in the in game 3 as well?
Game 3, I'm trying to think. That was the Ovi punch-out game.
Yeah.
I it wasn't 17
well,
seconds
they
quick.
Were, yeah, it was maybe within 5 minutes or something.
But I mean, I'm talking about
obviously not like
it went
20
from,
seconds.
It went from Joe B and Locker doing the setup to the Canes fans going crazy for the first goal. with the quickness.
All right, let's go.
I think it's the second fastest the Caps have allowed an opponent to score in playoff history.
Well, how can you score much quicker?
I think somebody scored like in 14 seconds in like the late 80s.
For 59 minutes, they keep them scoreless. They gave up something in the very first, 17 seconds. They gave up one in like the last 30 seconds of the second period.
Right. Let's go to Kevin in Annapolis. Kevin, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing this morning?
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah, look, at this point, like I was telling Drab, I'm not confident just because of the way they played so far. Definitely not panicking because they're not. 90% of this team is what won the cup last year. They just need to get back to playing a simple style, dumping the puck in, getting on their defensemen. That's what they're doing to us. I mean, at this point right now, they're causing turnovers in our defense, play terrible. Turnovers in our own zone. It's just been, you see it. Alan May, Locker talking about it. It's just been obvious to anybody that's watching this series so far.
Well, we're definitely having trouble clearing the puck. Why is the power play struggling so much? That's what
you can ask Alan May when you talk to him. You can see what they're doing. They're forcing Kuznetsov and Backstrom off the boards. They got to start making quick plays on the boards, and they'll get back to it. They just got to move the puck quicker. That's all it is. Do it on the power play.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Let's go to Let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. Nick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, EB? Long time listener.
Thanks, man.
Love you guys.
Thanks. What's up? Hey, how concerned are you?
I'm very concerned. I'm at like an 8 or 9. Just because I'm a longtime Caps fan, and we've seen this before. I mean, last year was an outlier, but we've all seen this before. We know what happens.
So you feel like it's the same old Caps?
That script I do has feel changed. Like it's the same old Caps.
He's back to that mode. That's a terrible mode to be in.
I love the championship, but I'm back to that mode again.
Life is better when you're not panicked at every turn.
Are you encouraged, though, that they played better in Game 4 than they did in Game 3? At least you got to get mad.
I am encouraged. I am encouraged that they played better, yes.
Yeah.
Look, they tilted the ice shot-wise, whereas in Game 3, I mean, didn't they get outshot like 48-14 or something along those lines?
45-15.
Yeah, 40. Like so the Caps were better in that aspect. They didn't allow Carolina to score 5 goals. It was a close, hard-fought game that was tilted by the 17th-second goal in the first period and the breakdown defensively in the last 30 seconds.
They stole one early and they stole one late.
You have to tidy those up going into Game 5, and I still like the Caps' chances at home.
They let their guard down at the very, very beginning of the game and at the end of the period.
Yep.
You can't call in 1 year after winning the Stanley Cup and say same old Caps. You just can't do that. That's insane. It's an outlier.
It's in their DNA, though, I'm telling you.
It's not. It's not in their DNA. Their DNA is Stanley Cup champions.
No, it's in the fans' DNA.
Yeah. Look at the comments on the
Facebook page. He's talking about the team, though.
No, but he might have a point, though. It is an outlier, let's be honest.
Winning a championship is hard. It's an outlier.
You're damn right it's an outlier.
Yes, there's 29
teams. So this might be reality again.
Okay, 29 teams lose every year.
Yeah, right.
Drab, I like your acknowledgement
that's a stupid thing to say.
Winning it all is hard. You know what? Winning a series is hard. We're being proved that
that's
right
now. Winning a championship is butt hard. It's an outlier. This is reality, probably. Right. Just a dogfight.
Oh, you're now same old Caps guy.
No, I'm not.
You're starting to trend that way.
I'm just saying I can understand where the guy's coming from.
Yeah, but they can still go back-to-back. They can still win this whole thing. It's 2-2.
Of course they can.
They win this series. They advance to play the Islanders. They advance. Then they play whoever they play in the third round. They advance. Then they win the Stanley Cup, and we're in a parade again.
Here's what irritates.
Think of it that way.
Here's what scares me is blowing an obvious opportunity. Listen, I know the Islanders are playing great. But the Penguins are already gone, and the team with the best record in the league already gone.
I agree.
And to blow that opportunity in the first round would be devastating.
It's 2-2. They have home ice.
Yeah.
That's what my confidence level looks like.
They look like poop, though.
It's not super high.
Look, you're getting glee from it.
I'm not getting glee. It's just it's funny, everyone's
you're
reaction.
You're weirdly detached. No, he has no affinity for the Caps.
I think that's nervous laughter from him.
He's not nervous. He's a Baltimorean. He doesn't have any affinity for the Caps.
He likes the Caps.
No, the Caps are hot in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I haven't lived there in 9 years.
Okay, but
he's a Virginia guy now.
Am I right or wrong?
What?
You're not a Caps guy at all.
I'm not. Honestly, my life isn't affected if they win or lose.
Right. Are you going to post an Instagram video of you crying when they win?
No.
Definitely not.
You know what? Tiger greater than Caps.
Oh.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
You're crushing me.
Who's up?
Eric, don't act like it's not the same for you, too.
Please.
Let's go to Jonathan, Falls Church. Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, well, first of all, I was at game two, and I saw a five-minute major penalty power play that the Caps had go completely to waste. And nothing I saw last night, in spite of the one goal, that power play, that first power play, wasn't very well executed. They got a break because the guy broke his stick. Orlov did make a decent pass. But the second power play was a complete joke with a game on the line. I've never seen one so bad in the playoffs before in my life. So I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's up, but it's clearly not being fixed. I don't know why this team can't establish a consistent good forecheck and get consistent good possession. Yeah, sure, the game was better than game three, but it's not hard to be better than complete garbage. You know, so right now the advantage is Carolina. They have all, you know, they're playing with house money. They're excited. They're confident. They have belief the same way Columbus have belief, the same way the Islanders have had belief. And also, even the games the Caps won, you know, in game two, when I was there, what I saw was a Columbus team that, in many cases, played a lot better during that game. A Carolina team. So I have concerns. Yeah, it's the best two out of three. Yeah, we're supposed to be the more talented team. But right now, we're just not demonstrating it consistently enough.
All right, great call. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, Jonathan.
Home ice can change that.
Oh, yeah.
They bring the energy. They feel a little desperation.
We win game five. Panic meter goes down to like a three.
Of course.
Just immediately.
How
just
could it be
panic,
higher than a three?
Panic just subsides.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's then awesome. All of a sudden, you start sniffing the next round.
We lose. Panic meter should be at a 1,000. Cake says his will be like at a 4.
Don't start talking about the next round already. What are you doing?
He's in denial. You can feel the panic if I
he's
just
got to be panicked. He doesn't want to acknowledge
it. Panic's like it's a 10. Panic's
just 3.5.
Just talk,
to
about
4.
Talk about the Caps advance in the next round.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Freaks out.
All the JP does loves to advance the Caps. They're locked in a death struggle with the Carolina Hurricanes. And JP loves to put them on the next line.
It is a death struggle.
I'm not panicked. It's a death struggle. Every series.
Hold on. If you were in a death struggle.
And the stupid Lightning, who cost me $600. Cakes. Every one of them is a death struggle.
If you were in a death struggle.
A fight to the end.
With like a coyote or something, would you not be panicked? In the
yes,
woods?
Of course I would.
All right, why are you not panicked now?
It's he's lying struggle. To
here's
himself.
Why. Here's
obvious.
Why
I'm not panicked. Because the Caps did this with the cup last year. They raised it above their heads.
I'm already taking that for granted. That's already in the books.
By the way, I just want to say for the record, because you're joning, well, not joning, but you're calling me out for not being a Caps fan. Mm-hmm. Drab and I are directly responsible for the Stanley Cup run last year for not playing Get That God. Stanley.
That's a very good point.
Directly responsible.
Please.
Bring it back.
Thank me on Twitter.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. The series is now knotted at 2 apiece. TJ Oshie will not return. How are you feeling about the Caps advancing in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, looks like we woke up some Caps fans. Don't know if people are feeling confident. Some are. Some are saying, remember the cup last year. But some believe they're dead, and some believe they're the same old Caps.
I thought that narrative was pretty much dead
after last year. You can't say same old Caps. That's not fair.
I think there's a small segment out there that loves to hold on to that same old Caps mantra.
When you've won a Stanley Cup, you can't say that. You got to wait like at least 20 years.
20 years? Okay, I like that.
Yeah, because that's what like Skins fans do. You know, and it's fair now because they haven't won a championship since 91.
So when I'm 68,
same old
God
Skins.
Willing, I can dive back into same old Caps.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't do it. You can't do it when you're the defending cup champs.
No,
you
I just don't think can't. So. It's a bad look.
I just don't want to waste the Penguins and Lightning already being eliminated. I don't want to be part of that group.
I would say after losing your last two games on the road, I'm not highly confident the Caps advance in this series,
But I'm still confident, like a 6 out of 10. Cakes, still what's your confidence level?
I will not do a confidence level.
But you said you're not panicking.
He's afraid to be confident.
I gave my panic
He's
level.
He's afraid of being.
I gave my official panic level.
It's clearly a false panic level.
3.5 to 4. Just strap it on to me.
It's such a lie.
Isn't that be a false read?
It's false bravado.
It's a facade.
Yeah.
Inside, such a lie. Dude, inside, he's like an eight.
Hard exterior shell.
I can't hear him.
I need to follow my own process to get through the Caps first round series.
Hard exterior shell. Inside, mushy.
Yeah.
And doughy.
You could be correct.
I guarantee if you were at a bar with him and he's boozing, he'd tell you the
truth. Like the Sixers, trust.
Or at night, every night in his kitchen.
Trust Cakes' process through the first round. Okay? Just fall in line behind me. We'll all get through this together.
He's afraid to ever have confidence because he's afraid that'll jinx him. Right? So he's never going to be confident.
He's afraid if he's confident and then the Caps lose in 6 or 7.
People will blame him.
Yeah, people will blame him.
Which they shouldn't.
I can neither confirm nor deny any of these theories, theories you guys are devising.
You understand that a fan's confidence level has less than zero impact on the game.
Yeah, but he's Cakes. He's mush pie.
I understand all of this.
He's the guy that said the Flyers are going to win on at Capital One Arena.
I did do that back in the day. It was a dark day.
Because he thought 18,000 fans were in on the bit.
Yeah.
Which they clearly weren't.
That know that he's a jinx.
They booed me worse than they booed Bryce Harper when he came back to Philly. It was not a good day.
God, do we ever have audio
I'm
of that?
I'm just so happy. That
we have to. I'm sure
so
we played that.
That I'm actually allowed back in the building, which I will be on Saturday.
I can look.
Yeah, I guarantee you we have audio of that. Of our halftime bit or whatever it was, intermission bit, whatever it is. What do you call it?
Hockey fan.
What do you call it? Intermission bit?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
In between periods.
Whatever it was.
Halftime. It tells me when people say quarters in hockey or halftimes in hockey.
Yeah.
All right, let's bang out these calls. We have Kevin joining us at 7. We're going to switch gears, talk some movies with him. Later in the show, John Feinstein's going to join us at 8. That's going to all be Tiger Woods Feinstein commentary.
Yeah, you're
tired of it?
No, it's just that he will begrudgingly say some positive things and then trash him every day.
But I don't think he'll turn it into a 15-minute Masters appearance. He won't want to talk about Tiger for the whole...
No, he won't.
He'll want to talk about the Islanders for the whole 15 minutes.
All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. No, what John will do, we'll ask him if I'm going to pay the $5,000 to him since Tiger won. Yeah. That'll be his bit.
Hey, do you think...
Anybody want to bet, that's his bit. He'll ask me he'll say, Eric, you going to pay me the $5,000 since you said you'd pay $5,000?
I'll bet $1.
All right.
That sounds like a possibility.
I'll take the dollar.
Lose that dollar.
Do you think that when Tiger cleaned up on 18 to make the putt and he's raising his arms in the air, do you think John thought about you at all?
No.
No, of course he didn't.
No, why would he think about me? No, not at all. He probably just thought about how annoying
Because you're synonymous with Tiger to him.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I think you might be.
Well, I think when he's on the show, I think that's the only time he thinks about me.
I don't know, though. He jumps in our tweets now, like if we're like being anti-Duke or anything.
Yeah. He likes to just...
I learned that.
Right, I did too.
He just likes
I just to... said, I'll always hate Duke, and he was like, hate's a strong word, blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
Strongly dislike.
All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, Junk? How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Good. Kevin?
Now, I'm a forever D.C. fan, man. I love the Cavs. Now, I got to be honest, I don't know much about hockey. I don't understand the game. A lot of when they be saying all size and icing, I have no idea what they're talking about. But what I'm saying, though, as far as my eye, it seemed like Carolina got them. It just seemed to me, I'm at a panic mode, to be honest with
you.
And on top of that, it looked like, I don't know, it looked like the big boy's going home early this year, so.
I hope not.
We still have home ice here, Kevin. I still got my cap hat on, though.
We still have home ice.
Yeah, don't lose your faith, Kevin.
The problem is that even though we had home ice, we didn't necessarily look dominant in the first two games.
No, but they got dubs.
They did get dubs.
I'm not going to break it down by period, but look, the Caps won pretty comfortably in game one. Canes won pretty comfortably in game three. The other two were toss-ups.
You know what? Generally, that's what NHL playoff series are. They're usually nip and tuck. They're not blowouts. They're not usually sweeps. This is the way it probably should be.
Let's go to Aaron in Manassas. Well, does it make it any better or any more fun or any more comfortable. Aaron, what's up?
Am I really on the air with the Junkies?
You are, my friend.
Wow, this is a rarefied air. Thank you for taking my call, boys.
You arrived, Aaron.
What's up, pal?
Well, see, something I don't understand is the statement, same old cats. I mean, when was the last time we was defending champs, boys?
Right? Exactly. So, that's a great point.
Well, see, I'll tell you something. These type of people that say that, these are the type of people popping a Prozac with their morning bagel. You see what I'm saying? So you got to stay patient with them and understand they've been through a lot. But see, I'll tell you something. The moment
that puppy, Aaron, I need to jump in. What's going on there in the background?
Oh, well, see, ain't nothing going on.
No, but there's something going on in the background, like a puppy, right?
Here we go. See, I busted my lip when I was younger. There go the bottom row of my teeth. I got a little chip tooth on the bottom.
Oh,
so
he's got a little whistle.
Yeah, whistle when he calls.
I apologize, then.
Aaron, what are you... That's a good bit. Is he doing a bit, or is this a real thing?
For it most of my life, so, I mean, I'm just going to keep it moving, but... See, I think what we should do is unleash the Tommy gun.
Yes, I'm with you.
Unleash Mr. Wilson.
Free Willie. I'm with you on that.
Aaron, where are you from originally?
Well, see, my heart was born in Cleveland, fellas. I'm actually a Cleveland Browns fan, but I moved to Manassas about 20, 25 years ago. So, you know, being originally from Cleveland.
He's our first Whackback member, Valdez. This guy.
Aaron, what do you do for a living?
Well, see, I tell you something. I'm a delivery driver for a construction and supply company.
Nice.
Very good. Nice. Aaron, thanks for listening, brother. We appreciate
it. Thank you,
pal. Well, see, let me just end it with this. I ain't worried about a thing. Worried about nothing.
My guy.
Okay. Unleash the Tommy gun.
Yes.
Thank you, boys.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
I was just wondering where the accent came from.
That was a real call.
I think it was real. He's got some sort of issue with his lower lip and his teeth, and he whistles while he works.
I thought it was like a puppy or something chirping in the background, like a baby puppy. And I would have bet on Farmer.
Right.
He wants to unleash Tom Wilson. I'm simpatico with that guy. That's my guy.
Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, what's up? Going with the Junks.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'd like to comment. You know, they say it's always Caps this, Caps that when they're losing. If you're a true Cap fan and you stay faithful to them, you have no worries about Carolina. T.J. Oshie is out for this, maybe for this series, but if they bring up Smith Pelly and get back to where hockey is hockey and just release Tom Wilson. Let him hit. Keep on hitting. That's what he's here for. And also take and let OB bring out the Russian hammer. Be done with.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. He's still positive. He's still a believer.
A lot of Unleash Willie sentiment coming up for Game 5.
Aaron called him Tommy Gunn.
He did, yes.
That's not a thing, is it? That was just his thing.
Well, I mean, a Tommy gun is a nickname for like an old machine gun. So I think that's what he was going for. Right. I didn't know that reference.
Or the guy that lost in a street fight to Rocky Balboa. That's the worst Rocky movie.
That was my Tommy gun reference.
Tommy Morrison played
Tommy
Gunn.
I didn't know it was
gun.
A gun.
You've never heard of an old gangster machine gun being called a Tommy gun?
Yeah. Nope.
Okay. I mean, I haven't either.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty common pop culture reference.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know guns.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, speaking of pop culture, the guy in Jeopardy won again last night.
I mean, he's never going to lose.
Oh, he's just steamrolling the competition.
How did Ken Jennings ever lose?
I don't know.
But you know what?
Some girl beat him.
There was a guy after
the 73rd episode.
I saw a ranking there. Somebody who did better than Ken Jennings.
Already?
No, just in the past.
In terms of money?
Yeah, I think I just saw a ranking list, and the guy was like number one because he never ever lost. The only thing he lost was to IBM's Watson, apparently.
he never lost to
another person.
He never lost to a human.
So they just kicked him off the show?
I don't even know how it works.
So he's even better than Ken Jennings, even though Ken Jennings seems to be the gold standard.
Because he had the longest streak, apparently.
But he was just winning nubs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the money value is different now than it was when Ken
was greater now?
Yeah, it's doubled.
Right.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll take some more calls later in the program. But coming up next, Kevin McCarthy joins us. We will fill you in on what's going on in the movies this weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.